Now today, Nationals MP and Assistant Health Minister Dr. David Gillespie will submit to Parliament a proposal to establish a Rural Health Commissioner dedicated to improving I'll do it with my teeth in this time, dedicated to improving health policy for country areas. The scheme is aimed at using incentives to get more doctors in rural, remote and regional Australia and improving their access to training. Dr. John Hall is Vice President of the Rural Doctors Association and he joins me on the line now. Dr. John, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, how will establishing this Rural Health Commissioner affect the practice of medicine in rural Australia?
Look, it's going to go a long way to starting to claw back the rural health crisis that we have with respect to not enough doctors and nurses in the bush and declining services in rural Australia. We've identified that, you know, training towards rural practice is a key part of improving the situation, better recognising rural doctors and nurses for what they do, understanding mm-hmm. that they often have to do a broader range of things, often working in areas that are considered specialty areas in the city, delivering babies, doing surgeries, providing emergency care, but also doing the general practice and the primary care. So this is about trying to implement a national pathway towards that, and the government have committed to working on this, and the Rural Health Commissioner's first task, one of their first key deliverables, will be setting up a national rural generalist training pathway, which we think is fantastic and will go a long way to helping solve the problems that we have in the bush.
Mm. Now, as you mentioned there, we do need more rural doctors. How many more do we need? Is there a number that we need? What are they currently sort of working on? How many doctors have we got per people out there?
Look, we don't have a specific number. We know we need a significant number more. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem is a lot of rural hospitals and rural towns have been staffed historically by who they've had in the past, not by what's needed.
Right.
But part of this project is actually looking at country towns, looking at the services that they deliver, and actually coming up with a much better picture of what we need. But we do know that there's significant shortages. We know that there are towns that are losing their services because there aren't enough doctors to provide them, particularly in your medium-sized rural towns that historically have provided things like birthing services and emergency services and some minor surgeries. We've seen many of those types of hospitals downgraded or not functional in the last sort of 10 to 15 years. For example, in Queensland over the last 20 years, we've seen a nearly 50% reduction in a number of rural hospitals that do birthing. There's been a lot of really good work in Queensland to try and reverse that trend, and with the introduction of a state-based rural generalist pathway, structured training for rural doctors into that space, mm-hmm. they've seen a reverse in that trend, particularly in the southwest corner, where we're starting to see some of these hospitals that were on the verge of losing things like maternity and surgery really be rejuvenated with new trainees coming through and also structured pathways to better paying conditions for these doctors to recognise that they're working in a very difficult space.
Right. Now, is the main challenge for them the fact that they are rural, or is it that we need specialist doctors that can sort of be a jack of all trades, for want of a better term there? But is that the problem?
Absolutely. So historically, rural doctors have been all rounders. They've been generalists, mm-hmm. Which means that they can work across a range of disciplines. We don't pretend to be specialists in all these disciplines, but you can do tickets across different subspecialties to bring you up to speed, for instance, say, in obstetrics, to learn how to do a cesarean and do obstetrics and most of the birthing stuff, but you're not a full obstetrician and gynecologist. But you can still provide really safe birthing services with your team of midwives in those sorts of environments. Because there's not enough throughput of patients to support the work of a full-time specialist in a lot of these country towns, it's incumbent on the general doctors to upskill and have that general skill set so that they can maintain the services in the town. We do rely heavily on a good range of specialists to support that model. Often they're based in larger regional centres, mm-hmm. and that's a big part of this as well, is ensuring that our regional hospitals are really strong. They've got a good range of specialists that can support the all-rounder or the generalist doctors that are working in more rural and remote areas.
Right. Now, if the commissioner is established, what would be the best sort of incentives to get doctors, you know, to move from maybe Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, wherever they may be, into rural Australia?
Look, we know it's a suite of things that are required to get more doctors into the bush, and it starts right back at the entry to training. So we know that if we can get students from the country to train into medicine, that they're more likely to go back to the country. Mm-hmm. We know that if we can give city-based medical students a really good time, a good experience in rural areas during their training, they're more likely to go on and work in the country. But then if we back that up with really good quality training so that they feel comfortable and appropriately skilled to work in these difficult environments, then and then we get them stable jobs and we pay them well, we know that they're more likely to stay there. And as I said, we've seen this borne out in the Queensland model as well. So there's actually good research on the ground that shows that type of model where you have a pipeline for training that starts right back at entry into medical school from country areas through to quality training and support and better paying conditions at the other end. We know we can fix this problem. We just need dedicated government support, and we think that the introduction of a rural health commissioner and their first task has been implementing the National Rural Generalist Pathway will go a long way to helping solve this problem and provide better health services for country Australians.
Right. Is importing doctors from other countries, is that perhaps an option?
Look, it's been a key part of the solution for the last 20 years. We've had a rural health crisis for a long time, and that gap has been filled in recent history with overseas trained doctors. Mm-hmm. And we applaud and we thank many of our overseas trained colleagues for the hard work that they've done in backing up rural communities. Unfortunately, a lot of these doctors have been asked to work in these areas without the adequate training, skills and support. And what we would say in that space is that they should be able to access this structured training and the better paying conditions that come with that. So what we would like to see is the bush well-staffed, adequately staffed, with people that want to be there, that are adequately trained to be there, rather than people being forced to work there as their only option, which has been the case with overseas trained doctors, whereby there has been a moratorium where people coming in from overseas were sort of forced to work in the bush before they could get general registration in Australia. Mm-hmm. So we've never supported that as a workforce option, but we certainly do applaud the hard work that a lot of our overseas trained colleagues have done in supporting the bush. And as I've said, what this Rural Health Commissioner will do and the Rural Generalist Pathway will do will be provide better structure and support to train doctors no matter where they come from, who want to work in the bush, to support them working in the bush in the long term.
Right. Now, the number being thrown around is 4.4 million, along with the Rural Health Commissioner. Is that going to be enough to make a meaningful difference out there in the bush?
Well, to be honest, it's nowhere near enough, but it's a really good start. And if this concept can get momentum and get some good, strong political support, we think that, that it's going to achieve big things. But we're very grateful, and we certainly welcome Minister Gillespie has proposed, and we're looking forward to seeing how the Rural Health Commissioner functions and what sort of good work it can do in the rural space.
Well, Dr. John, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily today.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.